Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is September 13, 2018. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time in the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar? Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates of the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, Altar Ministry Hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Folks, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube. It's on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. On another note, while we're talking about airtime, who listens to it? Well, thank the listener base in places like Frankfurt, Germany, and Southampton, United Kingdom, Madrid, Spain, Sydney, Australia, and of course, cities in the good old United States, such as Tulsa, Oklahoma, Aurora, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, Corpus Christi, Texas, and folks, Wichita, Kansas does most of the time is our largest group of listeners, at least when the programs go to broadcast later on tonight. The reason I hesitated there is because I hadn't checked Washington, D.C. and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Washington, D.C. seems to run a race with Wichita a lot, and lately, though, last couple of weeks, so is Tulsa, but I haven't looked at the stats in over a week, so I guess I need to do that and then change the paper. And for the record, later on tonight, Pastor Carl Gallups will be on talking about his new book called The Grounds of God Zero. Okay, now let's follow and share us on Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest, and we've got some things to talk about. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours, and give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight I've got some news articles laid out. Originally, so let's bring on my guest. My guest is Frank Stephan. He's the producer of this program, but he also has his own program called The Frank Report. And we won't go into all the Frank things, so welcome, Frank.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Pretty good, and I didn't abuse your name this time.
And I just did. And by the way, I just got done doing my afternoon show.
Oh, you did? What'd you talk about today?
Oh, what did I talk about? Oh, John Kerry, you know, he's violating the Logan Act and, you know, other things of, you know, what's going on. Just general stuff.
General stuff.
Once I say it, I don't remember it.
Once you say it, you don't remember it. Well, that's a good plan. That way, did you say that? I don't know.
That's why we have archives.
Well, you know what? You sound like some of these people that have been interviewed by Congress. You know, they get up there to Congress and they say, well, what about this? I say, I don't remember.
I don't recall. Know? Yeah. Well, that's a smart answer. Okay. That's the right answer.
Yeah. I was just wondering, maybe you had some congressional training there? Is that what
it
is?
No, but it also works with cops, and I do have a lot of that experience. So, yeah, maybe maybe that, although, you know, listen, folks, the whole, and I believe this, is good policy, all right? I really do. Now, people will say, oh, gosh, I hate that, you know, but I think it's good policy, and it basically, why I call it policy more than just a saying is because my childhood was basically, I was raised this way. Do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
Because, you know, none of us are perfect. And when we give people, you know, what we think is good advice, it doesn't always mean that we do that. Okay? It just means, look, I recognize that this is the smart move.
Right.
And I'm telling you, you should do the smart move. Okay? And that's good advice, regardless of what it's about. But that doesn't mean the person telling you that actually follows their own advice. But
yeah.
That fact doesn't make the advice bad. Okay?
Right. I agree. You know, in fact, Yeshua, in the Bible, he pointed out, he says, I think he was talking about the Pharisees. He said, he told the people, he said, do as they say, basically when reading from the Torah, but don't do as they do. And he,
right.
He did say it, and it is sound advice. Absolutely. You know, there's that old saying, cliche, that says, those who don't know how, teach. Or, you know.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the thing is, too, I recognize most people, you know, don't spend hours a day, you know, studying the law. You know,
right. They
don't have all that much experience in court or with police or any of that stuff, right? So
right. The
soundest advice really is that, look, I don't remember, I don't recall, get me a lawyer, I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Because,
okay.
You know, I have a thing on, you know, that I play here with an attorney that, you know, does a documentary basically
telling
people, look, And we all think that, you know, I'm going to talk my way out of this because I'm really slick and I know what's going on and I'm pretty smart, right? So, you know, I'm going to talk my way out of this. But, in fact, there is nothing you can tell a police officer that is going to help you, okay? And that's a fact. Now, I'm not saying when they say, you know, if you're in a car and they say for your license and your registration and your insurance to just stare at the window and say nothing. You don't
right.
have to say anything, but you've got to give them those documentations or you're going to have a problem. But other than that, really, there's nothing you can say that's going to help you.
Right. I've been a firm believer. You know, when I was very young, I ran around with people that were much older than me, and I watched a lot of people get arrested and go to jail, and some of them had a worse time when they got arrested than others. And, you know, what I learned real quick was that if you get stopped or you're questioned by a police officer, number one, be courteous. You know, the more courteous you are, the better chance you have of coming out of it. But, you know, I don't know about the don't forget, but don't talk about the reason that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a traffic ticket, you might say, okay, yeah, I did it, whatever. But,
yeah, how much trouble am I going to get in?
Yeah, anything other than that, you steer away from talking about anything absolutely what to do with what's going on, really.
But even with a traffic ticket, Dan, you know this happens all the time. You know, you don't look the way they think you ought to look. And, okay, they pulled you over for a simple traffic thing, and you've given them their license and everything else, and then they might ask you something like, you mind if we if I search your car? You know,
yeah, like, no.
You know,
well, you know what, and it's that, even if you don't have anything in the car, you think, well, you know, go ahead and let them search, but it's not something that you really have to do, and that's a personal choice. Most of the time, I've allowed them to search my car before, and at other times, I just said, no, I'm in a hurry, and there's no reason for you to do that, and they grumble a little bit, but I've never had them call in. People say, well, if you don't do that, they'll call for a search warrant and everything. Well, I've never had them do that. They just sent me on my way because there was nothing.
Right,
I wasn't doing anything.
They're just fishing. And the thing is, yeah, you know, and here's the sad reality of reality here these days. You may be, and you know for a fact, there ain't nothing in this car that can get me in trouble. Well, there was nothing in that car that could get you in trouble before you allowed them to get in your car and say, oh, look what I found under the seat here, a bag of heroin. Wow, you're going to jail. And you know for a fact there was no bag of heroin in that car. How do you prove that? Now you have a problem. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, no. Uh-uh. No, you cannot. I am, will not give you permission to search my car under any circumstances.
Well, anyway, sometimes there's good reason for it. I mean, you know, they really got, it is your constitutional right, you know. In fact, you know, when I was really young, 16 around there was the neighborhood cop police officers, you know, around Wichita, they knew us, and they say, oh, that's Catlin, and I know you're going to stand on your constitutional right and say, no, hell no, you're not going to let me search your car, right? And I said, just smile, you know. But, you know, I'm not that person anyway. Anyway, let's move on. I got some other things to talk about. One, I'm going to put, folks, what should we start with? Let's start with something strange. You know, I don't know if you were watching over the Internet, but this came out last night. It says there's wild theories are flying around regarding the FBI's sudden and mysterious closure of a national observatory.
I read
that. Did you hear?
I did.
Did you read that?
I read that article because it was like, what? Why would they, an observatory? And I actually had that article up on my screen, coincidentally.
Well, why don't you tell the folks what I'm talking about then?
All right, let me find it here. I open way too many things, man.
I got like 15 or 20 things open at the top of mine.
Here it is. Mysterious observatory evacuation stirs alien conspiracy theories. The FBI showed up and evacuated the remote Sunspot Solar Observatory in southern New Mexico. Almost a week later, no one knows why. And not only did they evacuate the observatory, that's the headline. If you read down into the thing here, they evacuated the whole town. Now, it's a small, you know, it's a nothing small little town, but Black Hawk helicopter, federal agents swooped in and inexplicably evacuated a remote part of New Mexico. You know, listen, here it says, FBI agents showed up at the Sunspot Solar Observatory in tiny Sunspot, New Mexico, on Friday and shut down the facility, evacuating the local area, including the town post office.
Yeah. Now, okay. This observatory is something that is to watch for one thing. I assume that it's trained on the sun because it's to watch for sunspots. What possible reason would they have? Did this thing spot something? And really to the extreme of sending an FBI, you know, that's something we heard back when I, in the 90s, you know, talking about black helicopters and all that stuff all the time, but it actually happened. Why in heaven's name do you think they would do something like that?
I don't know. I mean, because if it is looking at the sun, well, we're the third planet from the sun, so there's space between, you know, us and
right.
the sun.
Right.
And if you're looking at the sun and something flies between us and the sun, they may see it. And it may be something that we're not supposed to see.
Right. But they evacuated the whole city, including the post office.
Now, you know, I read this article, and it's just like everybody does. You know, there's you read something. And then there's a part of it that grabs you.
Right.
You know, you read the whole thing, and you get to like a line.
Right,
of,
right.
There, you know. Well,
okay, what gotcha?
Okay, this one here. There was a Black Hawk helicopter, a bunch of people around antennas, and work crews on towers, but nobody would tell us anything. Otero County Sheriff Benny House told the Alamogordo Daily News, I don't know why the FBI would get involved so quickly and not tell us anything. Now, that's the part that got me because, hey, buddy, you're the sheriff, and the FBI rolls into town and won't tell you anything? Well, if I was the sheriff, the FBI would be in my jail now.
That's what I was going to bring up to you. Now, you know, the sheriff, doesn't he have more power, actually, than the FBI? I mean, you know, how does that work?
Within his county, they have to ask permission. Okay, unless he's already given a blanket permission, some agreement he has with the FBI, they have to get his permission to operate within his county. And if he demands to know, what the hell are you doing here, they have to tell him, or he is under, you know, he's under an obligation to arrest them.
Right. That's the way that I saw it. So here's the question. So what bears to mind is the sheriff either complicit, or he could be complicit and just telling us another one of those wild stories, so to speak, or he could simply, could the sheriff not realize that or just be unwilling to enforce it, afraid of the FBI? Because there's three choices.
He's probably just some Yahoo sheriff that, you know, thinks that when the FBI rolls into town, well, the FBI's here, we got to cooperate. You know, and that's not the truth. That's not the truth at all. The FBI can roll into the sheriff's office and ask for permission, and the sheriff can demand to know, okay, why? And if they don't tell him, then it's like, well, obviously, if you won't tell me why, the answer is no, you can't.
Right.
And if I catch you here, I will arrest you and put you in our jail. That's
right.
What should be going on, because you know what? That sheriff is the elected official of the people in that county, and he represents them. If the FBI rolls into town and wants to do something, obviously there must be some sort of threat. Our representative needs to know what that threat is so he can evaluate it on our behalf. And that's how it's supposed to work.
Right. Oops. I guess somebody forgot to turn the phone in. Okay. Anyway, let me turn my phone down here.
I know that song.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, man. Yep. And now it's out of my head. I'll get it. We'll just go on. Don't tell me. I'll get it.
Okay.
We'll move on.
So, folks, something wild happened, and I really don't know what it was, and I really don't have any speculation, but whatever it is, it was important enough to evacuate a whole community, which it's not a very big community. I think it was actually based around this observatory, but the point is it was enough to evacuate a whole community to shut down this observatory, even shut down the post office. So you're just going to have to speculate, because I don't think we'll ever know. We might, but it's doubtful. Okay.
Hey, it's the theme from Top Gun. I don't know the name of the song.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the song, but it's the theme from Top Gun.
Yeah. I can't think of the name of it either, but it is the theme from Top Gun. And it's one reason I got it is because it's loud. I have really bad hearing. But, you know, I also like the theme, and when I switch from a flip phone to, a smartphone, which I call a dumb phone, but, excuse me. But when I switched, I could never find my old ringtones or whatever, and I went through the new ones that they have, and they're just terrible. And so I found that one, and it was something I could live with, and different. Anyway. Moving on to the news. Any final thoughts before we move on about it?
Yeah, get that poor person in the background coughing a lozenge or something.
Oh, you must be talking about my son over there. But, and, folks, my son's over there. He also helps produce on this end. Anyway.
Dan needs a lot of help, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, he needs a lot of help. I mean, you know, for the record, we are live. Okay, I'll just tell him the process. We're on live radio right now, so it's going. You call me Frank. Frank calls me. And
I call you Dan, but yeah.
Okay, moving right along. Anyway, sarcasm.
Oh, by the way, the chat room got it. Danger Zone. That's the name of the song.
Oh, Danger Zone. Yeah, move into the Danger Zone. Anyway, I'm glad the chat room's listening.
Hey, they're on it.
They're on it. Okay. Anyway, so this goes out over the airways or whatever, Frank calls and puts us all on and the guest on. Well, when it goes out on the airways, my son picks it up over here on his computer and he records it. And then afterwards, you know, he kind of edits it, makes sure everything's right. And even though I don't edit in the sense of taking out any mistakes, you know what I mean? Just like if there's a blank space or something, because internet does that sometimes, you know, cause blank space. And she'll take blank spaces out or whatever and make sure it sounds good.
Well, and you got more at the beginning and the end. You got to clip that off and start where the show starts and where, you know, cut it where it ends. You know, editing doesn't always mean, you know, editing like,
censoring.
You know, censoring. Yeah, it's just cleaning it up.
Yeah, I don't do censoring.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a firm believer. That's why I like live talk radio. If you say something and it goes out, that's where it should be left. You know, now you can say something about it, but don't cut it out.
Right.
Say in the last program I messed up and I said something I wasn't supposed to, or 3 weeks ago, whatever. But don't cut it out. That's just not good.
Or and you can just move on and keep going like I do, because, gosh, if I was going to stop and talk about all the things I shouldn't have said, you know, that's what I'd be talking about all the time.
We could probably spend a no comment. I'm not even going to go there. Okay, you were on just now, and Frank, you're on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, of course.
Correct.
But I guess that's the way to get a hold of you, AmericanVoiceRadio.com.
Well, yeah, you could do that. Or if you want to get a hold of me, it's AmericanVoiceRadio@yahoo.com. That is my email. So, and that is the best way to contact me, because you can try calling, but, you know, it's a hit or miss. It really is, because, you know, sometimes people call me and I do have time and I do talk to them. But a lot of the times it's like, look, I can't talk to you right now. I got to go, you know, send me an email.
You're busy. You're running a program. Anyway, folks, we'll come back and we'll talk. I got some other things to talk with Frank about. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, tonight, no, my wife isn't on with us, but I do have Frank Stephan on with us, and we're talking about some various things. But before we get back into that, I want to give a little plug for the Wichita Mission Church and remind you that the feasts are coming, the Feast of Tabernacles, and, of course, Day of Atonement. We're still in the awesome days, but the 19th, is the Day of Atonement. Then shortly thereafter is the Feast of Tabernacles, which I think is the 23rd. Pray about supporting that in the sense that, you know, if you're a feast keeper, remember, you're not supposed to show up to a feast empty-handed. You're supposed to really go for an offering to the Father. But remember that you should make that donation, because if you claim to be Torah observant, then, you know, that's what the Torah says about the feast. Also, you know, you should always remember the poor on that holiday, which you should remember the poor all the time. Anyway, so pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. We are doing better because now that we came out of summer and the summer slump, we're still not up to par where we was at. I think part of that reason was because somebody hacked WichitaHomeless.com, and when they hacked it, I'm told by my webmaster that deals with that server, he went in and cleaned it up or whatever, but Google flagged it with a big red screen every time you click on it. Well, you can go to prophecyhour.com and make a donation, but that slowed down donations. I know that might be part of it. We've got it cleaned up. We're waiting for reapproval from Chrome or Google or whatever to make that quit popping up. But so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. We are out of King James Version Bibles, and, you know, we'll take Messianic Bibles. We like King James Version because biggest reason is with the newer age Bibles, they change a lot of things, but with the King James Version, here's the deal. We can get them pretty cheap. We can get large print, and then when we are talking about Bible and doing Bible study, then we can get everybody on the same page, or the people bring us something. they, you know, one of the poor, and they pointed out what King James, we got one right there that we can deal with. So that's why the King James Version Bible in large print, please. But we'll take anything. We go through Bibles very, very quickly. We've gave out thousands upon thousands of Bibles over the, remember, we've been doing this. This is our 19th year, headed into 20 years. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. And you folks over there in Wichita that listen to us, pray about donate. If nothing else, donate some of your old clean clothing. You know, clothing will help. If you're at a store and you see a sale on something, we can use any kind of food, not just, you know, specific things, anything. We'll serve it. We'll find a way for it. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. And, you know, like today, my wife, before she went off to help the food bank over here in Marion County, which, no, that's not Wichita, she went over to help the food bank because she donates some time over there second Thursday every month. She pointed out to me that, you know, we've got some big ministry utility bills that are due right now, and she really said to me today she didn't know how they were going to get paid. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. Remember, folks, we are the last hope for so many. All of us, that means you too. We're all responsible to care one for another as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. You are out there listening to radio. A lot of you folks, I have people call me and do prayer requests and things, which is great. Call me. That's what I want. If you need a prayer, do it. And then I ask, you know, they tell me, well, I've been listening to you for I don't know how long, or I've been listening to you for 12, 13 years, or 10 years, or 5 years, large amounts of time. So I know I've got a listening audience out there that's listened to me for a long time. So you folks that listen to me on a regular basis, consider a monthly donation for radio airtime. It doesn't have to be $1 million, but, you know, $50 a month and market radio airtime, that would help, or $100, you know, $250 gets us free and clear. So pray about supporting radio airtime. Now, we try to bring you the best things that we can, and if you've got an idea for a program or you've got a radio guest that you'd like us to interview, don't be afraid to call me and tell me what that is. If I'm not busy, I will chat with you. Now, you can contact me at 620-878-4682 or 316-619-4886. Now, the cell phone number, if you call me on that and you don't get me, try sending me a text, because sometimes, like today, I answered the phone 2 out of 3 times today was just garbage. You know, one was trying to tell me that there were some problems with my house so they could sell me windows. And I don't even remember what the other one was. And then the third one that was okay, I was told that I had my wife made an appointment with me for the dentist. So 1 out of 3 were okay. So sometimes I get frustrated and I just won't answer the phone. So text me and let me know what's going on. Anyway, and now we're back with Frank Stefan and we're talking about some various things. Are you with me, Frank?
Where else would I go?
Well, I always do that, but, you know, it's not like I've got a light someplace that tells me that, well, I guess I could, in your case, I can look over and see, oh, yeah, we're disconnected, but, because you're running the studio. But so many times over the years it's gotten better, but how many times, I can't even count how many times I've been talking to dead air when I first started on radio because of somebody using their cell phone and it dropped or some other problem. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Cell phones back in the day were a nightmare. And, you know, and people thought, oh, these are the coolest things. I'm going to use it for everything. And they had bad sound. They had bad connections. They were unreliable. They've gotten a lot better, I got to say. And I've actually run across a couple of people who their cell phone actually sounds better than a lot of landlines.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know, they are putting a lot more work into them, and they're working. You know, Joel Richardson, he always talked to us over his cell phone, and it's always nice and clear. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, so that's why I ask. I don't see somebody, and it's, I don't know, a little anxiety. Or are you there? You know. Anyway, that moving right along. Okay, let me see here. I got a list of articles here that I was going to go with, but what do you think about this, folks? This one ought to get Frank started. Okay, I have up here what is called a full list of anti-Trump attacks and harassments this year, and it says it's stunning. I think that the list is from the Daily Caller, and I don't know if Daily Caller is leftist magazine or what it is, but it's dailycaller.com. And let me just give you a few of these, but I think the list is not that big, but what I want to talk about is this the hatred and stuff. You'll see. Anyway, in January, it says police discover FBI have a people beating a disabled man while shouting F Trump. And also in January, CNN guest Rick Wilson threatens to gut a Trump supporter like a fish. Capitol Police in March said a Democratic operative for assaulting a female interior communications officer was a Democrat over Trump. Comedian Michael Wolff in April jokes about Kellyanne Conway getting stuck under a tree. May, CNN's April Ryan jokes about getting in a street fight with Sarah Sanders, and a woman's charged with felony reckless endangerment for trying to run over Representative David Kustoff, Republican of Tennessee. This list goes on and on, but I've seen so many things that aren't on this list. But the hatred is just astounding, and what I don't get, and we're asked, this is the question for Frank, what I don't get is we're also seeing Democratic Congress people ushering the hatred on, and it is getting worse, whether it's the guy in California almost stabbed a Republican guy that was running for Congress with a switchblade just the other day. And the list goes on and on, but yet, these people in power in on the Democrat side or Democrat side, Democrats is a better word for them, are continuing to egg it on and nothing is done. Now, is that where is the fault for that lie? Isn't there a way to stop that or shouldn't it be addressed by Congress? Back to you, Frank.
Well, I think what they're doing is criminal already, and Congress has already written the laws. It's Jeff Sessions who needs to get out there and start enforcing it as Attorney General. Okay, that's as simple as it gets. I mean, you can't make threats against people, and they're serious. Okay, I mean, look at all these threats, and they go, oh, well, you can't take that serious. Oh, well, you can't. Really? Tell the state. The guy running for the state legislature thing there in California did not take it seriously. He got stabbed by some rabid Democrat that didn't want him elected. So, no, all these threats are serious because these are mentally ill criminal a-holes, okay, is what they are. And the thing is, Jeff Sessions needs to start enforcing the law.
Well, and then there we go. So now we're on a subject. Jeff Sessions. Now, you know, looking back and before he became, who he is, you know, I always thought he was looked like a tough guy and, you know, he would be strong. So when he was when Trump said he was going to use him to be the attorney general, I said, go for it, man. He's going to arrest everybody. But he hasn't been doing anything. And the wonderment goes with me is what happened. Do they have something on this guy that's got his wings neutered? Or was he just all talk? What do you think the story is there, Frank?
Well, Jeff Sessions has been a senator for quite some time.
Yep.
And, it seems to be the normal thing that the longer these guys are there, the more corrupt they get.
Right.
And, you know, plus there's the thing, if you're there long enough, they're going to try their best to get you in a compromising situation that they can blackmail you with. Okay?
Right.
And who knows early on in his Senate career, if there's not pictures of Jeff Sessions and a goat or whatever, you know, that they're holding back.
Right.
Going, okay, look, you don't play ball, we release this. You know, or it could even be more. It could be criminal activity that, hey, you don't play ball, we release this information and you go to prison. It could be a lot of things, you know. Or it could just be that Jeff Sessions has always been a Democrat playing at being a Republican, you know, because there's plenty of them, too. We refer to them as rhinos. But really,
right.
That's a nice, cute name, but really, they are infiltrators. They are infiltrating the enemy camp. You know, this is not a cutesy situation.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you in this sense, addressing Jeff. From what I saw of his record, and I could be wrong, it looked like he has been a Republican. But, you know, not a rhino. Could be, but I didn't take him as that. But here's what strikes into my heart. We had the NSA exposed that, you know, they're absolutely recording everybody, and even it was proven that they were recording even Congress. And some congressmen were mad about that. Well, so, you know, I think they've even bribed the Supreme Court. I think that's how Obamacare mandate kept going on instead of getting rescinded. But the point is with the NSA recording everything, and clearly now we can see that all these agencies, and Obama made it legal, to share information that, you know, that's a tight rock. Even if he hasn't ever did anything, who's to say that some brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, somebody in his family hasn't did something wrong and they're holding it over his head? They are just privy to too much information. Back to you.
Well, that's true. And that's all bad and horrible and all that, but I don't care. Jeff Sessions took that job, and he either does the job or he should resign. That's what I said earlier on my show, that if he had any integrity whatsoever, he would resign right now, because the first thing he did when he got there was recuse himself. He said in the confirmation hearing that in any investigation of Hillary Clinton, he'd have to recuse himself there also. You know, so what good is a guy who's going to recuse himself of every major investigation and put some communist second-in-command like Rosenstein in charge of the investigation? It's you know, Trump really ought to be doing something about it.
Well, you know, from the way I get it, now, you know, you got to remember, he's, you know, while Trump's Trump, and I think he's doing the best job that he can do for being who he was, you know what I'm saying, and having, I don't think that he really expected Washington to be as corrupt. I think he believed it was going to be corrupt, but I don't think he ever thought there would be so much rottenness, you know what I'm saying? Traitors. I don't think hardly anybody in Washington has any ethics, do they?
Well, it's hard to see if they do. I mean, you know, I don't know. It may be somewhere hidden, but
yeah.
It is certainly not very clear to see. And, you know, the thing about Trump is I think you might be right that Trump realized, because he said, in this campaign, he wants to drain the swamp. So he realized there was a swamp. I just don't think he realized how deep it was.
Right.
I think he thought he could put on his waders and, you know, up to his waist, and he could get in there and drain the swamp, when really you need scuba gear here.
Yeah, deep sea diving gear.
Yeah, you know.
It's more like it.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can tell by all the hatred and things that are coming out. Now, and here's, folks, this is why I think that it's miraculous. We have completely seen the connection with all these emails and things that are coming out, that the CIA, Obama, the FBI, okay, who am I missing? CIA, FBI, Obama, practically the complete news media, all of these folks, coupled with now what we're seeing from Google and Facebook and Twitter, all of these people were pro-Hillary, trying to get Hillary elected, and that's a pretty massive thing to have against you, but yet this man somehow miraculously won. Now, amen, it was you voters, the people out there that stood up and did go vote. but I think it's pretty miraculous. What do you think, Frank? With those kind of odds, how do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's forces at work here that are, you know, beyond our understanding, I think. But, you know, the thing about this, you know, when you say Google and Fedbook and Twitter, they're all against Trump. They're all clearly trying to influence the election, okay, the midterm elections. They are banning Republicans. They're banning any Republican who says anything about their agenda, about anything, because they don't like it. And they think, oh, building a wall is hate speech, and calling them illegal aliens is hate speech, even though it's in the U.S. law. They are referred to as, they are defined as, illegal aliens. Okay,
yes.
That's a legal term, and it's not a racist, hateful term. And yet people are being banned for using illegal alien to describe, well, illegal aliens. And,
right.
You know, and this goes on. So now I'm just wondering, how can the Russians, buying, you know, a few $100,000 in ads, how can they be accused for trying to influence, unduly influence the election and our democracy, but yet Fedbook, Google, and Twitter, the whole corporate structure is geared to influence the election, and why are they not being brought on the carpet for this?
Right.
And they are clearly trying to do that. You can't even get information on Google anymore. You put anything in there about Hillary Clinton's crimes, what you get is how wonderful Hillary Clinton is.
That's a fact. You got to go to something else, and then it's even still hard. And I call DuckDuckGo is a little better. If you know a better search engine, I'm glad to hear it. But let's go with that. Everything go back into the attorney general's, you know, to Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
If he had any integrity at all left, he would resign. Forget this recuse yourself and forget, you know, he's trying. It's like he's just this little a-hole trying to get Trump so pissed off that he fires him, because he knows what kind of political firestorm that will cause. So why doesn't Jeff Sessions just fall on his sword and get out? Because you're not doing the job, Sessions. Get out. You know, resign.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and that's mystery. That, to me, is if he is a man of integrity, he'd say, okay, clearly the president isn't pleased with the path that I've chosen, so I'm going to resign because I'm a man of integrity, and so I'm going to resign so he can give somebody else the job that will do the job for whatever reason. And, you know, and it, even if they had something on him or something on his family, it would be better if he's a real hero, a real man like he thought he was, that he would stand up for that. And so let the cards fall where they may, but he needs to do that. I do think that if Jeff Sessions will not be in after the midterms. I believe Trump will fire him after the midterms. So back to you.
I don't know what he'll do, but that would be a good move, I think. And I do expect it also, but I don't know. Who knows? And if Trump doesn't fire him after the midterms, I've got to wonder why.
Yeah.
You know, I would fire Sessions. I would fire Rosenstein. I'd put Rosenstein and Orr both in prison, okay? You're going to jail to await your trial for treason, all right? That's where you're going. You wouldn't be, and I'd throw that other guy in there that they fired too, Strzok. Oh, yeah, you're all going to wait for your trial in prison.
Well, and here's the point. Right now, I can see enough evidence, and, you know, and hey, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not an attorney general or anything like that, but there is enough evidence out there right now to more than prove that this was an organized coup against the president of a duly elected president of these United States, no collusion to Russia, that there is enough evidence to call it a coup and use the military to enforce that. Couldn't we do that?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do a lot of different things. You know, but, I mean, Nobody's even and how are you to investigate it when you have a when you have an attorney general who every time there's an investigation says, "Well, I have to recuse myself because I made a comment." Really, that
right.
was his reasoning about why he didn't, why he's going to recuse himself from any Hillary Clinton investigation. He said, "Well, because I have made comments about it during the campaign." Oh, really? Who in America didn't make a comment about it? So
yeah,
I guess we absolutely. Can't have any attorney general. Only Rod Rosenstein can do it because, well, he didn't make any comments. Oh, really? He only sent email after email supporting Hillary Clinton and dissing you know, President Trump. Him and his whole FBI.
Let's not forget Rosenstein lied to the FISA court. And so that enough of us alone makes him a witness, and he is the man that should be recused from this whole thing because he's a potential witness and a potential defendant. He could be charged. If we had a decent attorney general, Rosenstein could be charged along with the whole bunch. And I'm sorry, I just don't believe the Q thing with all the sealed indictments and all that stuff. Well, I've seen some good information from Q, but like we talked about before, I believe that it's just canned. It's already stuff that's known, but I don't believe in Q because they say, hey, keep Sessions, don't gripe about him. No, I don't believe that at all. Anyway,
we got a big plan. Don't worry about anything. It's all covered. Yeah, anybody tells me that, well, you better tell me the plan or I'm going to call BS on you. And that's how I
right.
feel about Q also.
Right, absolutely. And I believe that Q is by several different people, you know. But, you know, I do know that there was a guy that was on the, I guess through Twitter I read it and everything. And the guy said, hey, originally I am Q. I started it as just a garbage thing, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't supposed to go to this, but it took off. Well, Frank, I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks
all
for
right.
being on with me.
You
I enjoyed your comments, and you be blessed. We'll talk again.
You too,
course.
Dan.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks, Frank Stephan, go over and listen to his program, the Frank Report. And, of course, you can find it in the radio archives over there at AmericanVoiceRadio.com, as you can all of their programs over there. And, no, they have different views on a lot of different things. And so just go over there and check them out. Listen to the ones you like and the ones you don't like. Hey, you have a prerogative. Just listen to a different program. Just like if you don't like this program, you don't have to gripe about it. Just listen to somebody else. Okay? Pray about supporting us. We really do need your help. Pastor Carl will be on in a little while. We're going to be talking about Gods of Ground Zero. Really interesting book. But remember, folks, there is really only one God. Who is he? He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Of course you should. If you're saved, how can you not? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, folks. That is praying for Yeshua's return, and the Word tells us to do that. So, Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace, like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.